It's time to listen different with Podcast 411, the podcast that brings you the 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting.
Welcome to the May 9th show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. On today's show, our guest will be Dan from the Florin.net podcast. But before we get into the interview, as always, a couple quick notes. First is on the personal side. Recently, I mentioned I moved from Erie, Pennsylvania to Kansas City. One of my pride and joys was my DVD player. I had this sweet Sony 200-disc DVD carousel player. Notice the key word in that sentence, had. Somehow, between the move in Erie to the move to Kansas City, the DVD player, and the very nice Toshiba VCR 6-head, very good audio quality VCR, disappeared. Whoosh, gone. And unfortunately, my homeowner's insurance has a $1,000 deductible, so the cost to get the new DVD player to get the replacement and the VCR winds up being $850. So I am basically SOL. You know, moving sucks. I just hate it. I hate everything about it. And the last time I moved, I knew better. And when I moved the time before, I actually took the DVD player and the VCR and a few other things, and I put them in the car, the trunk of my car that got moved. This time, I didn't think ahead. And today, I have two remote controls with nothing for them to work on. Anyway, I'm sure you all feel very sad for me and my 200 DVD carousel that's now in somebody's basement. Anyway, next note is on the website, and wanted to let everybody know that I've updated the podcasting jobs page. Went out this weekend and did a lot of research looking around on the net to see what kind of jobs were out there that were in the area of podcasting, and I found quite a few. I was very surprised. So go to the podcasting jobs page. To get to it directly, go to www.podcastingjobs.com, or just go to the main page and one of the buttons says podcasting jobs under podcasters. And get to it that way. One of the posts is for the sci-fi.com. It's under the GE umbrella, so you'd actually be working for the largest corporation. And again, that with sci-fi.com division, they are looking for someone with some experience with podcasting. A second interesting job posting was from Ziff Davis Media, looking for an associate producer. And that, you know, with the Ziff Davis and the GE are two of eight job postings that were added to the site. So again, make sure you go to podcastingjobs.com to check out all eight of those jobs. The sci-fi.com with GE is in New York, and the Ziff Davis is in San Francisco. So, hey, go to the page, check out the posts, and hopefully someone that's listening will get the job. Good luck. And yes, podcasting jobs are starting to pop up, and as they pop up, I will be putting them on the podcasting page. I'm going to try to update it at least once a week, if not more. And anybody out there that has any podcasting jobs, you're looking for a producer, even if it's an internship where you're not going to pay anybody, let me know and I'll post your job up on the page. All right, well, that's it for the long edition of notes today. We're going to go ahead and get into the interview with Dan. One thing I want to make note of in the interview, there's a point where we talk about GarageBand, and what we're talking about GarageBand in the first part of the interview when we mention GarageBand is we're talking about GarageBand.com where you can get free music. So Dan actually has some good advice, and he's used the service, and he talks a little bit about that. So here's the interview. Here we go.
Well, Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be here.
And traditional first question, and that is, what was your first computer?
My first computer was a TI-99-4A, one of those old Texas Instruments things you hook up to your television. Didn't do much with it, programmed a little bit, saved a few programs to audio tape, and that was about it. Graduated from there to an old Radio Shack Tandy 1000EX, and throughout high school had that until finally in college I got my first Mac, and it's been heaven ever since.
And when did you graduate college?
I am Cornell University class of 96, sir.
Excellent. On to podcasting. What was the first podcast you listened to?
I think it was one of the usual ones, Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. Probably picked that up, Don and Drew, IT Conversations, and and that's where I started and just started rolling from there.
And what ones are you listening to today?
I got the list up on my my website. If you want the whole list, it's rather long.
No, just a couple.
Well, it's a pretty big mix. The aforementioned Daily Source Code and Don and Drew, Slacker Astronomy, which is a lot of fun. A few music feeds like Speechless or Space Music or Warren Ellis' Superburst mixtape, and I'm adding to that list, thanks to your show, the Geek for Grip.
Oh, Mur.
Yeah, Mur. I've been listening to a few of her casts, and I really like the work she's doing. So,
I was listening to yours, and I thought yours and hers are very similar in what you're doing a little bit as far as, reading some of your own literature or poetry.
Yeah, I think we both have the dream of Ira Glass finding out about us and trying to pull us into his show. I mean, I think we probably both share that goal. This American Life on NPR, it's definitely the show that I'm sort of heading toward, although with my own way of doing things, but that sort of, literature and creativity and, multimedia, music and words and all that, that's all together just sort of something that I'm trying to produce.
Well, that'll lead us into the next question, which is tell our listeners about your podcast.
Well, my podcast is sort of my creative my creative dump. I always wanted to do radio. I have done radio engineering, so I have a bit of professional experience in it. But I love shows where people are telling stories or people are trying to relate on a very human level to each other. So there's a bit of that in my show. I love music, so I'm trying to introduce more and more music into the show and to maybe mix that in with the words that are spoken. I will try not to sing anymore because I think that scares more people away than brings them to the show. So it's just it's just a mix of what sort of what interests me and what comes in my mind, and just me being creative and blathering into the theater of the mind and seeing what pops up on stage.
I noticed listening to your podcast, you had mentioned that you are on GarageBand, and you had got an account on GarageBand, and your first review was the one you mentioned about the echo in the background. You had to re-edit your review.
Yeah, that's one of the quirks of Safari, interacting with their little audio player. But that's all right. I'll do better next time, Coach.
So tell people that are interested in GarageBand, what do they have to do when they sign up for an account, since you've gone through it?
Well, it's very simple. There's two categories to it. One is just your average user, and the average user can either be a listener or a music creator or producer, and you can add songs to it as a band or as a producer, or you can just listen to music, and that's fun. And then users can also be something like a radio station or a podcast, and they have special websites and playlist designed for those people. The trick is you're getting carp-free music, so you don't have to pay the royalties to play the music, but you have to keep up with the site. You have to post your own playlists. You have to, and you have to do, I think they said 5 reviews a month, which isn't really that hard. It's 10 songs, I think, that you have to review, basically. And the reviews should be, good reviews. They have a scoring system, which is actually rather interesting. It's both peer review and the review of the artist on your review. So, the better you write and the more interesting and well-spoken you write, the better your rating is, and definitely the better the reviews will be on the site. So I think it has a lot of potential as there's a lot of talk in podcasting land about, the way that certain sites are doing their ratings, their voting systems. And I think this is one good example of a way that you can do rating systems and voting systems that even out the playing field so that you don't have, one person being overwhelmed or one show being overwhelmed by, very rabid fans. There's enough space for everyone and people who are not quite as popular will still get good reviews and still get some play.
I think something like that is definitely needed in podcasting.
I think the pod show thing that Adam Curry's putting together has some potential, and Adam Curry's working with the guy at Podcast Alley to come up with some new rating systems. And I think their hearts are in the right place. I mean, having a silly popularity contest is not going to help podcasting. What will help podcasting is to have the community recommending things and getting the word out. I mean, that's how so many of the podcasts I've heard about came out, either through hearing them from another podcaster or just you know, seeing reference to them somewhere else and just, oh, let me try that and try that, or listening to shows like Podcast 411, it's all word of mouth, and that's really the way that we have, that us early people, because we're still less than a year into this. I mean, I've only been doing it since January, really. It's still a young thing, and it's still growing, and the potential is all there. We just have to grab that potential.
It is so nice to edit out things.
Yeah, like last night's show, where I had to try it five times to get it right.
I have never yet done my intro, ever, on the first try, or my outgo. Every time I do it, I'm like, no, delete the whole thing, and go back, start it over. Okay, get halfway through, and then delete the second half, go back and redo the second half. I don't know, I guess I'm too anal.
No, just, you have pride in your work. I think, I'm trying to improve my production values, but I also realize, in my humble little way, that I'm not going to make it sound like National Public Radio. I'm not going to sound like some of the other podcasters out there that are doing amazing, fantastic work. But over time, you try to improve your art, just like any other artist. And even though this is a very technical hobby, a very technical art, it is still an art, and it's still, there's just artists are constantly improving their work, changing their work, evolving it, and that's true of podcasting. I think if you came out of the gate perfect, and you produced the same show every day, well, technically it'd be brilliant, but it's going to get boring. One of the nice things about podcasting is that we can screw up, and it's expected. Yay.
Lots of slack on the rope.
Yeah, thank God.
When did you put up your first podcast?
The first Florn.net podcast was March 15th. Before then, I was doing a podcast called Caffeine Land with a friend of mine. That started back in mid-January. So I've heard about this since probably last fall. A friend of mine had turned me on to it, but finally got the gumption after visiting my friend and sort of seeing how it had done. I finally got the gumption together to do it myself. So I've been doing it now for a few months, and it's been a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of fun.
Now, how often are you releasing a new podcast?
Trying to get no less than one a week. I've been successful, I think, so far in getting at least two a week out. So that's my goal, two or three a week. Because it's important to me not to just publish. I have to publish something that's worth listening to, or there has to be some kind of content worth listening to. A lot of friends of mine who have talked to about podcasting, they've said, well, the ones that I've listened to have been very, they've been long, and to them, long is 30 minutes. So, because their lifestyle is such that 30 minutes of sitting in one place or listening to one thing just is too long. So, they've said it should be, not any longer than it should be, and the content should be there, and it should be worth listening to every minute. And that's my goal. I don't know if I succeed every time, but that's what I'm trying to do.
Going forward on your podcast, what are some of the things your listeners can look forward to?
Well, I'm definitely planning on trying to give more of my own work. I love the fact that my friends have been coming up to bat and actually giving me work to offer, and I definitely continue to do that as well, or plan to do that as well. I think I have many talented friends, and I'd like the world to hear them too. I want to get more music into the show, not just playing songs, but also trying to set the scene. Trying to do some more again, theater of the mind sort of things, where I the music is a soundtrack as much as it is just music. I'm hoping to expand the artistic side of what I do, and to make it a more enjoyable and sort of holistic experience for my users. I hope they're addicted to it. I want my listeners to really enjoy the show and to get more than just sort of the words out of it. I want them to get the feelings and to get to enjoy the music and enjoy the words and all of that. I think I'm still going to sort of head down the literary bent, but I definitely want to expand it and make it more than just spoken word. Not that spoken word is bad, but I'm looking for a little more than that.
Okay. Can you tell our listeners where to locate your podcast and website?
Well, my podcast is located at florn.net/podcasts. That's plural. That's got the feed on it, which is florn.net/podcasts/podcast.xml.
Okay. Now, when you're doing your podcast today, how long is it taking you to record and edit and think up, just do your whole entire podcast?
Well, I think about it every now and then during the day. So, you know, putting the sort of pre-production side of it aside, now, what am I going to talk about tonight? The actual sitting down and doing it usually takes about an hour and a half. You know, my shows range anywhere between 5 and 20 minutes typically. So it's that much time to record, plus a little bit for me, maybe flubbing a line and trying to do it over again. And then I have to do a little research to create some interesting show notes you know, put it all together in the web in XML formats and get it up there. And so it usually takes an hour and a half to 2 hours per show.
Okay. Now, obviously, you mentioned Safari and you mentioned GarageBand, so you're on a Mac platform.
Definitely.
And what other hardware are you using to do your recordings?
Well, my rather low vocal levels are due to a iMic Sony microphone combo. I think it sounds a heck of a lot better than the internal mic on the iMac and the headset microphone. So, you know, right now it's a very simple setup. You know, microphone, iMic, iMac. I'm hoping in the future to get a mixing board, so you know, that'll definitely help boost the signal and all. So far it's just a very simple setup.
There's a very good mixing board supposedly coming sooner or later, the Alesis, and I've been trying to track it down. It was supposed to be out last week, and everybody I've talked to this week said, oh no, it's not going to be out now until June. And it's a FireWire mixer board, and that will be sweet when that's available.
Yeah, I think there's also some noise, or a lot of noise, on my USB board. I don't know if that's because I shorted it out at some point, or if it's just inherent to the system, but I definitely hear a lot of noise on the wire that's not the microphone. So, FireWire would be swell.
I guess we have to wait till June.
Yeah.
Any other advice that you would like to give to people that are looking to start a new podcast?
The only advice I would give is just, you know, do it. Get out there and you know, try to find a place that'll host your feed and just record and do it. You know, don't make it take over your life. You know, don't dream for, you know, star success. But start out humbly and just do what you want to do. Do what you feel right. And if you have somebody in the podosphere that's already doing something like you're doing, don't think like it's a challenge. You know, work with them. I mean, I heard Merz today, and I'm thinking, oh, maybe we can like collaborate. That'd be cool. You know, and I think try to keep the community aspect of it together. You know, we're all in this together, and you know, and someday maybe, you know, there'll be some money involved, and it'll be a little more business-like, and that'll make it not as fun. But I think inherently, way down, I mean, what we're doing here is we're doing like when we were kids. You know, we had a tape deck and we recorded a stupid show to play for our parents. I mean, it's sort of what we're still doing today. And you know, when we were kids, we had no expectations. We were just doing what was fun. And I think if we keep that youthful enthusiasm going, it can, as long as it's fun, we'll keep doing it. And so keep it fun.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say about your podcast before we conclude?
I always welcome feedback. Anyone who's listening, other than, you know, yes, I know I shouldn't sing anymore, and yes, I know the audio vocal level is very low. Any other feedback is welcome. And I, you know, do have my Gmail account, florentpodcast@gmail.com. Welcome any email to that address.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Dan from the florin.net podcast. You can find his podcast at www.florn.net. Dan, thanks again for being on the show. And if you out there would like to be on the show, please send an email to podcast411@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Love to get you on the show. Today's outgoing promo comes from Bubba Bohack at Bubba's Fun Barn. Okay, until the next time, this is Rob at Podcast 411 reminding you to listen different.
Howdy, folks. This is Bubba Bohack from BubbaBohacks.com. That's BubbaBohacks.com. It's the Bubba Bohack's Fun Barn. Join me there on the Fun Barn. I got two daily podcasts, The Joke of the Day, and also Backpage News. Now, Backpage News is the news you won't find at the front of your paper. It's those odd, peculiar, funny stories in the news. So if you want to have some fun, join me at BubbaBohacks.com for both of my weekday podcasts. Also, there's other stuff on the Fun Barn.